You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha, and this is the show Spinning Plates. So every week I have a theme, and the theme of this show is going to be fun with meters. So if you don't know what a meter is, it's basically every song you can kind of count along with it, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And a lot of songs are in that 4-4 time where you can count to 4 over and over again. But I'm going to be playing some songs that you can't necessarily just count to 4, and they have kind of some weird meters and some weird beats in it. So you can't, these songs, it kind of takes you a second to really be able to count along with it. So the first song I have here is Pyramid Song by Radiohead off of their album Amnesiac. This is a classic example of a song with a funky meter. There have been intellectual papers written on this, musical analysis papers, trying to figure out what exactly this meter is. And it's a really fun song. It takes me about halfway through the song every listen to actually be able to count along with it. So with that, here is Pyramid Song by Radiohead.
Ooh.
Heard From Eden by Hozier off of his first album and the EP that came out before that album. That song is in 5/4 time, so there's five beats in a measure, which is another, it's kind of a common meter, but definitely not as common at all as 4/4. So when you first start hearing it, there's a little bit of like a weird feel to it, and then once your brain kind of figures it out, it's much better. So next I have an Imagine Dragons song called Next to Me off of their album Evolve. This album was actually the album of the week for a club that I'm in a couple weeks ago, so that's where I came across this song. And it's really interesting because it's in, I believe, 3/4 time, and then it switches meters during the bridge, which is really cool. And they actually play around with beats and meters a lot in that album, which I thought was very interesting to listen to. So this is Next to Me by Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
You just heard The Moth by Manchester Orchestra, and before that was Next to Me by Imagine Dragons. The Moth is in, and it has an interesting meter. It's kind of polyrhythmic, so there's 6 beats playing in the same time that there are 4 beats playing. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's a really cool concept where there's like 2 different meters on top of each other. So I really like that about that song. Black Mile to the Surface is what album that is off of, and that also similarly to Evolve from the Imagine Dragons song before that, that similarly plays around with a lot of different beats and meters and rhythms, and both very very interesting albums. So next I have a bit of a change in tempo. I'm going to play a song by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, which is an instrumental song. It's a jazzy song. It's from his album Time Out, which is my favorite collection of songs by him. It has Take Five on it, which is, of course, everyone's favorite Dave Brubeck song. And this song has kind of a weird meter. I can't really put my finger on it. And it also changes between the different parts of the song, because you'll see there's like 2 different themes in the song, and they both have different beats to them. So this is Blue Rondo a la Turk.
get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit. I'm in a $5 first class traveling set. I think I need it.
That was Money by Pink Floyd off of The Dark Side of the Moon. I played a song off of that album last week, too, for my Game Changers episode. But that song, in the beginning, you'll realize that there was a count of 7 beats in a measure, and then it kind of switches when they're doing all of the guitar solos and stuff to 4 beats in a measure, which is very interesting. That song's super fun to play on guitar as well. Pink Floyd really knows what they're doing. And before that, again, was Blue Rondo a la Turk by Dave Brubeck Quartet. So next I have a song from the Dirty Projectors off of their new album, Lamplit Prose. Dirty Projectors kind of rejuvenated themselves as a band. The last album was done by the frontman by himself because he had lost the 2 girls who were a part of the band who really gave them their sound. But he found some more female singers that have the same talents as the old ones, and now they're back to their sound, and they're doing great, and this album is fantastic. So they have a really weird sound. They use weird harmonies. They use weird rhythms. They're a really interesting band. So this is That's a Lifestyle by the Dirty Projectors.
Don't stop wasting the lives of the brave. Please don't lie. Who will stop wasting the forests and seas? We know what will survive. Who will stop wasting the time? Who will stop putting quarters upon our eyes? Who will not place himself higher than we for a senator's prize? We want to ride, something ain't right. Who could disrupt the abundance and pray not for weight but for light? How could we risk the empire as the apprentice descends into seasons of vibe with an old white Lincoln encrypted and high sputters down from the sky, red eyed in July, weeping black hole. We shout out injustice or risk, members only apply. When will we count on the signs? When will we finally not let fear weaponize? When will the courage to breathe and let breathe assure the brand will survive? Cause the monster eats its young till they're gone, gone, gone. And the rules are there to help, and that's the way.
That was Make You Better by the Decemberists, which has kind of a funky rhythm in the beginning where the guitar kind of like cuts the measures short a little bit. And that's off of their album, What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World, which is their second newest album. And that was a pretty good album, kind of random stuff on there. They tried a lot of different things. But in my opinion, that was their last good album because the previous one is not my favorite. But anyway, before that was their Dirty Projectors. And now I have a Beatles song called Strawberry Fields Forever off of Magical Mystery Tour. And this song also has an interesting meter. Again, the Beatles, amazing band ahead of their time. So here's Strawberry Fields.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Standing on your seat, it's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Spinning Plates. That was WTF by OK Go. That song is in 5/4 time, just like From Eden was, but from before. So there's five beats in a measure. And before that was Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. And that song is in normal meter, except for whenever he says Strawberry Fields Forever, the meter changes. And it's like two beats and then three beats and then four beats. And it's very confusing. But every time he says Strawberry Fields Forever, that's where the interesting meter comes in. So I have two more songs for you. One is Rich Kid Blues by The Rock on Tours, which is technically kind of 4/4 or 8/4 time, but the way that they put the beats makes it sound like it's split into a group of three and then five at some points, which is kind of cool. And then lastly, I have Miss You by Alabama Shakes, which I think is in either 6/4 or 3/4, but it's just a really cool song that I wanted to add to the show. So thanks for listening. These are the last couple songs, and then I will sign off. So this is Rich Kid Blues by The Rock on Tours.
and you will leave.
You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the show Spinning Plates, and that was my Fun with Meters episode, playing a whole bunch of songs with some uncommon meters and rhythms. So thank you for listening. I'll be back next week at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, and have a good rest of your day.